Depression for Nasira Siddiqui, NASIRA SIDDIQE. Date of service is 3/26/2025. Date of birth is 3/28/1958. Date of accident is 2/7/2025. Nasira Siddiqui got involved in an automobile accident by being hit with 5 to 6 deers, and that came out of nowhere while she was traveling on 6 Mile westbound towards Northville. This accident happened around 9 p.m. and entire car was damaged. All the windshield windows were broken. The deers were all over in the front and side and on the top. Eventually, she did not pass out, did not have any loss of consciousness or any seizures or any bleeding, fracture, or laceration. She was able to drive immediately after the accident to her son's home, which was 1 mile away. The ambulance didn't come, police didn't come. She didn't wait for them, and she went to the home and then filed a police report. Now she is being seen for further care, and today she reports that her pains are ongoing, and they are affecting her neck, mid-back, lower back, headaches. All of them are reported to be 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. She has a pain in both the shoulders, both knees, and they are 8 to 9 most of the time. She describes a shooting pain in both the hands, both the legs, posteriorly and anteriorly, up to the ankle and up to the wrist, some occasionally involving some of the fingers. And the patient reports of numbness and tingling, which is ongoing. She reports of motor weakness, which is ongoing. And it is affecting her ADLs significantly. She's on attended care for that reason. Overall, the pains are reported to be between 8 and 9. ADLs are affected to be 8. 30% improvement is reported by the patient so far. She does have a moderately severe difficulty in going upstairs, downstairs, sitting on the floor, lifting anything with her arms. She cannot move her shoulders beyond 90 degrees of abduction or forward flexion. And she's doing physical therapy and chiropractic treatment at this time, and is being seen for follow-up visit. She was initially seen on 2/27, and her accident happened on 2/7/2025. Kindly review the records for ADLs for system review. For substance abuse and a compliance history. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 114 over 62, pulse 79, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit, dated 2/27/2025, dictation number 0504-001. Please review the general review, musculoskeletal extremities examination, and musculature only. Thank you. The patient has been advised to consider injections to both knees so that some pain can be relieved. And we have ordered MRIs for the cervical spine, lumbar spine, both knees, MRI, and a brain MRI that has not been done yet. A urine drug screen has been done, and the patient has been ordered to continue her physical therapy 3 times per week for neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, both knees, and both wrists and hands, and continue with chiropractic acupuncture with infrared heat. She continues on attended care 7 hours, 7 days with work disability and a transportation help. So far, she is stable. And she has been advised to continue using ACE bandages and knee brace continuously all day long, and exercise actively for the shoulders with passive range of motions exercise and active therapy all 7 days. And neck traction has been discussed with her, and role of so the MRI will be done, and patient will be seen again in 2 weeks' time. Thank you. The procedure for knee injection. Patient has been having extreme severe pain with swelling and with the medial collateral ligament being tender, with anterior posterior apprehension, with the with the anterior drawer and posterior drawer being positive, it's feared that patient has a damage to her meniscus and collateral ligaments. So we are providing her injections to relieve the pain empirically. The injection was done according to protocol to both knees with 5 cc's of dexamethasone and lidocaine. And patient feels comfortable. Entire needle was withdrawn and the patient was reported complete relief of the pain. Thank you.